Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dirty Word.
Teeny PXY. You.
Talk dirty to me.
Team PXY does your relationship dirty work for you.
It's Dirty Work Wednesday on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Yesterday on the show, we hit some real hot button issues when it came to snow and all these savagery that can come along with it.
We sure did, Corey. And early on the show, I was just talking about my on-street park adventures and how I spent an hour digging myself out of the snow.
Worst adventure ever.
I mean, it would have been nice to have some help, no doubt. But to be honest, I'm pretty proud of myself for getting myself out alone. Not gonna lie.
Sense of accomplishment.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny you say that, Breeze, because today for Team PXY's Dirty Work Wednesday, we're going to talk to a woman named Jamie who needs to... needs our help calling out her neighbor because he did not help her at all yesterday as she was struggling to get her car unstuck out of that snow.
Alrighty, I have thoughts on this one, but let's bring her on to share. You're live, Jamers.
Jamers.
Good morning.
So walk us through the what happened yesterday. Why are you and your neighbor beefing exactly?
Well, here's the thing. I didn't think we were. I was in such a tight spot yesterday, and he seriously just sat there and watched me struggle and didn't do a thing.
What do you mean he sat there and watched you struggle? Like, can you paint the scene for us here? Because I'm seriously just picturing him, like, sitting at his window, sipping tea, laughing at you, sweating and crying. Well, maybe I was just sweating and crying, but
I
don't
know. Definitely sweating and crying yesterday. What do you mean?
I mean, basically, that's what he was doing. But he owns his own business and works from home, so I knew he wasn't going anywhere, but, like, I kept catching him looking at me through the window. Like, he wanted to help, but then he would look away, and he actually came out twice to get something from his truck.
Wow. Okay. And he drives a truck. Wow. Really, really bummer. He could really have, I don't know, helped you out probably immensely with this. Question here, are you close with your neighbor? Is it a person you just, like, you see and wave to, and that's kind of the end of it?
I mean, him and his wife are really nice people, a little older. I baked them cookies when they first moved in, and they invited me over for dinner once.
Wow.
So, like, kind of, yeah.
Okay, so that's really weird. You didn't have, like, a falling out or anything, correct?
Not that I know of. Again, I've been really busy with my new job, so I haven't really seen them much. It's just so...
We sure do. So follow my lead, Corey. Can you dial the... Wait, whoa. First of all, what's this guy's name again?
Gary.
Classic. Corey, can you call Gary for me, please?
Sure. Yes, we can absolutely.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Gary, please?
This is he. Who's calling?
Gary, my name's Cynthia from the HOA, calling to inform you about an exciting new program we're launching in your neighborhood called the Winter Warriors, actually. So we're going to start paying people cash who drive trucks to be on call for their neighbors when they get stuck in the snow. You know, with the winter coming, it seems like a safer bet, you know?
Yeah, that sounds awesome. And actually, I work for home, so that'd be great. So, you know, how much cash are we talking about here?
Well, that would mean you'd actually have to help your neighbors and not just watch them struggle through the window.
Who the hell is this? What's going on here?
All right, Gary, let me jump in here and explain. My name is Corey James. You're just talking to my co-host, Breezy, not Cynthia from the HOA. We do a morning show at 98PXY, and your neighbor reached out to us because she said she's a little upset with you because you just kind of watched her struggle yesterday trying to dig out of the snow.
Oh, Jamie?
Yeah, it's Jamie.
All right, what's the deal here, Gary Bear? You seem pretty hostile. Like, sure, you're not obligated to help anyone with anything, but she told us you guys kind of seem friendly for the most part. What is there
She made
beef?
You cookies, Gary. Yeah. She made you cookies.
Yeah.
Yeah, she seemed like a very sweet girl, you know, from what I knew of her. And then I friended her on Facebook, okay? And let's just say she's not a sweet girl.
Oh, no.
Wait, what are you talking about?
All you post about is being a feminist and how men are the root of all evil. So if you really feel that way, then fine. You don't need an evil man's help when you're stuck in the snow, right?
No.
Well, nothing. All right, hear me out. Because here's the thing. I'm all for equality. My wife owns her own business, and she's all for women supporting women. But in no way, shape, or form does she hate men. You putting down another gender to make yourself feel better about yourself and feel strong is simply a cop-out, and I'm not here for it. So, you know what? You want to call me out on the radio for not helping you? Fine. You don't need me. Remember? Breezy, Corey, thank you for your time. Hey, look at that. I think I see someone stuck in front of my house. I'm going to go help.
And we've lost Gary. Oh, okay. There he goes. Wow.
Oh, my God. That was intense. Jamie, how are we feeling?
To be honest, I'm really upset. That's not how I feel at all. And he didn't even give me a chance to explain myself.
Okay, but do you post stuff like that on Facebook? Is he wrong in that? Maybe he's just misinterpreting it?
I mean, I've shared a few things like that. Like, you know, but usually with like, biting like comic under, I don't know. That's not like it's all I talk about.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, obviously, you struck a chord with Gare Bear.
Yeah, very loud chord, apparently.
Wowzers.
Clearly. I don't know where to go from here, guys. Like, do I talk to him or what?
You know, I would probably give him some time. He seemed a little fired up.
I agree. Let's let him cool off. Maybe go talk to him like later on, maybe a week, a day. A month. Who knows?
I mean, ever.
But in the meantime, I would make a small suggestion. Don't get your car stuck in the snow because Gary ain't helping you. Sorry this didn't go your way, Jamie. We tried. We really, really did.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for your help, I guess.
Sure. All right. All right, Jamie. Have a good day, okay? Good luck out there.
Thanks.
Well, okay. I think we learned a valuable lesson here this morning.
And what's that, Corey?
As I always say, Breeze, the internet is written in ink, not pencil.
Well, that's true. Oh, and one more thing.
What's that?
I just need everyone to know on the record here, I got myself unstuck yesterday by myself. So that's all. That's all I wanted
to say. It's amazing how you have this weird ability. First off, the nickname thing. Truly an ability of yours.
It's iconic.
But, I mean, even maybe more so that. The ability to make any topic and turn it back around on yourself. It's just, I mean, wow. I'm blown away.
It's a gift. What can I say?
DPXY is always up for doing your dirty work.
Email us at dirtywork@98pxy.com.
More of Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.